Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going way back
Oh,
to
yeah.
1903
Okay.
to explore the Negro problem. It's a collection of essays and articles by
Interesting.
some really prominent black thinkers of the time.
Wow.
And, I know what you might be thinking.
What's that?
What could a book from over a century ago
Right.
have to do with us here
Yeah.
in Deer Park, LaPorte, or
Yeah,
Pasadena
no.
today?
Yeah.
Well, it's packed with these insights about education, work, and progress that are surprisingly relevant to our community right now.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Okay,
Great.
so let's dive in.
Okay.
One of the biggest things that struck me was this whole debate about
Okay.
the best kind of education.
Okay.
You've got Booker T. Washington,
Right.
this huge advocate for practical skills,
Okay.
going head to head with W.E.B. Du Bois, who championed a more well-rounded liberal arts approach,
I see.
who championed a more well-rounded liberal arts approach.
I see.
It's like they were wrestling with this question
Yeah.
that we still ask today:
Right.
what kind of education truly empowers people to
Yeah,
thrive?
sure. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
it wasn't just an abstract debate either. Think about Washington pushing industrial training at Tuskegee Institute.
Okay.
He was trying to equip black Americans with
Yeah.
the skills they needed to
Yeah.
get ahead in a system that was
Yeah.
actively working against them. But what's really interesting
What's that?
is that he faced pushback
He did.
from some black parents.
Interesting.
They wanted their kids to focus on books, not how to work.
Wow. So it sounds like it was about
Yeah.
more than just
Right.
learning. Was there like a
Yeah.
sense that certain types of education held more prestige, even
Exactly.
if they didn't necessarily translate into immediate opportunities?
It's like they were saying, we
Yeah.
want our kids
Yeah.
to have a shot at more than just manual labor.
Right.
But
Right.
on the other hand, you can see Washington's point.
Okay.
He saw practical skills
Yeah.
as this pathway to economic independence,
Okay.
which could then lead to greater social and political power.
Right.
It's about creating opportunities, building wealth, and giving people the power to shape their own futures.
Absolutely. And that connects directly back to what we talk about all the time here on Think and Act locally.
Right.
The idea that education is key
Right.
for a thriving community.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that people in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena have the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in our local economy.
But then we've got Du Bois
Right.
coming in with this whole talented temp
Yeah.
concept, right? He believed
Yeah.
that you needed a highly educated elite
Okay.
to lead the way, to advocate for change, to
Right.
lift up the entire community.
I see.
So it wasn't just about
Right.
individual success. It was about using education to make a difference for everyone.
And that's where the real tension lies.
Right.
Du Bois wasn't dismissing the need for practical skills.
Right.
He was arguing that true progress
Yeah.
required both. You need
Right.
people who can build houses and people who can change laws.
Exactly.
You need people who can run businesses and people who can
Right.
challenge injustice.
Yeah, it's about having
Yeah.
a diverse set of skills and perspectives working together to create a more just and equitable society.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it gets to the heart of what this book is really about.
Oh, okay.
The idea that education is a powerful tool for social change.
Exactly. Both Washington and Du Bois saw education as a way to combat
Yep.
prejudice, to elevate the status of the black community, and ultimately to achieve equality.
And it's not just historical either.
Right.
Think about
Yeah.
that, how education still plays that role today. It promotes social mobility, fosters understanding between different groups, and helps us challenge those deep-rooted systemic inequalities.
Absolutely,
So
yeah.
it's about more than just getting a job or learning a trade, right?
Right.
It's about empowering people to think critically, to solve problems,
Yeah.
to become leaders in their community.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another really crucial point, this emphasis on self-reliance and economic progress.
Yeah.
The book is full of stories about
Okay.
black-owned businesses
Yep.
that thrived despite
Yeah.
incredible obstacles. These were people who said,
Right.
we're going to build our own wealth, create our own opportunities, and take control of our own destinies.
And that's something we can all learn from right here in
Absolutely,
our own
Corey.
community,
Yeah.
whether it's supporting local businesses, developing job training programs, or advocating for policies that create economic opportunity.
Right.
It's about empowering people to build a better future for
Yeah.
themselves and for generations to come.
And that's a perfect segue, I think, into the next section of the book, where things get even more intense.
Oh.
Because the Negro Problem doesn't just talk about aspirations.
Yeah.
It dives headfirst into the harsh realities
of
the time.
Yeah, it's not shying away from the ugliness of disenfranchisement
and
legal discrimination.
Powerful stuff.
And that's what makes it so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about how to achieve progress in a system that is actively trying to hold them back.
Wow.
It's like they're saying, we're not just going to survive.
Right.
We're going to thrive.
Yeah. Yeah. And that resilience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's something that really jumps out at you when you read these essays.
Okay.
You know, it would be so easy to just get bogged down in despair.
Yeah.
But these writers are focused on solutions, on figuring out how to create change, even in the face of incredible adversity.
It is really inspiring,
it is.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like in that essay about disenfranchisement, the author doesn't just complain about voter suppression.
Okay.
He lays out this clear argument for why it's wrong and how it undermines the very fabric of a democracy.
Yeah.
And then he hits you with this story.
Oh, wow.
About a black barber named Sewall Smith.
Okay.
This guy was like a respected businessman, well-liked by the white folks in his town.
Okay.
But he travels to a different town.
Oh, no.
Gets brutally attacked.
Wow.
Just because a white boy's carrying his bag.
That anecdote is chilling.
Yeah.
It really brings home the point that even in communities, that might seem tolerant on the surface. There's this underlying current of racism that can erupt into violence at any moment.
It's like a gut punch, you know?
Yes.
Makes you realize
how
precarious things were for black Americans at that time.
Absolutely.
And it makes you think about what it means to be a true ally.
Right.
To stand up for justice, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's dangerous.
Yeah, and that's a message that resonates powerfully today, especially here in Deer Park, LaPorte, in Pasadena.
Yeah, we need to be having these honest conversations about race, about equity, about the ways that systems can perpetuate.
Absolutely. You know, we need to be willing to challenge our own biases and to speak out against discrimination in all its forms.
It's about recognizing that we all have a role to play in building a more just and equitable community. And that starts with understanding the history.
Right.
Understanding the struggles that people have faced.
Yeah.
And understanding the ways that those struggles continue to shape our present.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the book doesn't just tell stories. It dives into the specifics of how disenfranchisement actually works.
Right.
You learn about poll taxes, literacy tests, these so-called understanding clauses that were deliberately designed to be confusing and subjective, all with the goal of keeping black people from voting.
It's mind-blowing how much effort
it is
went into denying people their basic rights.
It's terrible.
And it makes you realize that these tactics weren't just about politics.
Right.
They were about power.
Mm-hmm.
It was about maintaining a system that benefited one group at the expense of...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that we can't take our democracy for granted.
No.
You know, the right to vote is precious and we need to be vigilant in protecting it for everyone.
And that means staying informed about the issues, holding our elected officials accountable and making our voices heard.
And that's where a resource like Think and Act Local can really make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, you're providing people with the information they need to understand local politics, to engage in the issues that affect their lives, and to make their voices heard.
It's about empowering people to become active participants in their democracy.
Exactly. And that connects back to one of the most powerful ideas in the book, Dubois' concept of the Talented Ten.
Right.
He believed that it was the responsibility of highly educated individuals to lead the way, to use their knowledge and skills to uplift their communities.
So it's not just about getting an education for yourself, right?
Right.
It's about using that education to make a difference in the world.
For sure.
It's about seeing yourself as part of a larger movement for progress.
The book is full of inspiring examples of the Talented Tenth in action.
Okay.
Black educators establishing schools, doctors providing health care, lawyers fighting for justice, entrepreneurs building businesses that create opportunity. these were people who understood
right.
that their education wasn't just a personal achievement. It was a tool for social change.
It's a challenge to all of us, right?
Yes.
How are we using our own talent and resources to make a difference in our communities?
For sure.
Are we actively contributing to the well-being of our neighbors? Are we using our voices to advocate for justice and equality?
These are questions you should all be asking ourselves.
Right.
And I think that's one of the most valuable things about the Negro problem.
Mm-hmm.
It challenges us to think beyond our individual lives and to embrace our responsibility to the collective.
It's about recognizing that we're all
interconnected. Yes.
And that our actions have a ripple effect.
It really is.
It's about understanding that even small acts of service can make a difference. And then speaking of making a difference, I have to give a shout out to all the folks behind Think and Act locally. You're doing incredible work.
Well, we try.
Yeah. You know, providing this platform for education and engagement and helping people in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena to, you know, find their voice and make a real impact in their community.
Well, thanks for that. You know, we truly believe in the power of community, and this podcast is a label of love for all of us involved, but, you know, we rely on the support of our community to keep this valuable resource going.
Absolutely.
So if you're enjoying this deep dive and, you know, finding value in what we do, please consider making a donation at thinkanddeclocally.com/donate. You'll find the link in the show notes. Every contribution, big or small, helps us continue to provide you with the information and resources you need to make a difference in your community.
So we've covered a lot of ground today. But here's the big takeaway for me.
Okay.
Even though the Negro problem was written over a century ago, it speaks directly to the challenges we face today.
Absolutely.
You know, it reminds us that the pursuit of progress is a constant struggle.
It is.
And that it requires both individual effort and collective action.
It's about recognizing that education isn't just about personal advancement. It's about equipping people with the knowledge and skills they need to become agents of change in their communities.
Right.
It's about understanding that economic empowerment is crucial for social and political progress.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about being willing to confront injustice and to fight for a more equitable society for everyone.
Yeah, it's about looking back at history to understand the present.
Right.
And using that knowledge to build a better future.
For sure.
And that's something we can all dare.
Absolutely.
Right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
We've only scratched the surface of this complex and thought-provoking book, but hopefully this deep dive has given you a taste of the powerful insights it contains.
Yeah.
And we encourage you to seek it out and explore it for yourself.
And as you do, consider this.
Okay.
What can you do right here in your own community?
Yeah.
To contribute to the ongoing pursuit of progress.
For sure.
What talents and resources can you bring to the table?
Absolutely.
What injustices do you see that need to be addressed?
Because at the end of the day, progress isn't something that just happens.
Yeah.
It's something we create together.
Yeah.
And that's what the Negro problem ultimately reminds us.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a role to play in building a more just and equitable world.